In beginning this note with the observation that Catherine Davis's The Thin Place offers both too much and too little, I'm signaling that I don't fault her for having written a book that's not really for me. I want to leave the door open, as well, to the possibility that The Thin Place will haunt me, as books often quite unexpectedly do. Certainly, this is the sort of book that any reader might find haunting. We find ourselves in Varenne, a New England town within sight of Mount Washington. Miss Davis declines to be more specific. No doubt she has her reasons, but it's the sort of reticence that I almost always find irritating. Why tell me this much and no more? Locations are not like faces, best left suggested to the reader's imagination. They're fiercely specific, both in their features and in their relation to or distance from other locations. As a besotted cartophile, I started The Thin Place on the wrong foot and never regained my stride. We also find ourselves in a world that is porous to the consciousness of dogs, cats, beavers, and even insects. Miss Davis handles this sort of thing with amazing grace and tact. I doubt that it could have been done better. But her purpose in taking us into non-human minds seems to be to widen the canvas of fiction's range. A moose may not remember having mated twice earlier in the spring, but he's blessed by the same sense of well-being that human males are familiar with, and might enjoy all the more deeply if they too could forget the cause. But if Miss Davis is ready to place human consciousness on a continuum that runs through all of life and perhaps beyond, I am not, especially when passages such as the following, one of several about Margaret, a Malamute, come at the expense of human exposition. Margaret got home before the other dogs because she had the least distance to go, straight down Bliss Hill and across the dump road, but also because she was the fastest. She had eaten two chickens and killed two more. Despite the driving rain, her beautiful muzzle was still streaked with blood and had a few soggy white feathers clinging to it. "Margaret," Meese said. "Oh, Margaret, where have you been?" Margaret lay on her side in her favorite corner, with her head on the wood floor and her body on the rag rug. A little like a wolf, except not quite so rangy, she appeared blissfully happy. But she couldn't stop panting, her dark almond eyes staring oblivious out of her sleek white mask, and her elegant plumed tail streaming behind her across the rug like a boa. The trip down the hill had been difficult for her. A northern dog's eyes are angled skyward in the brow, inviting rain instead of keeping it out. Meese wrapped Margaret in a yellow beach towel and began to rub her dry. She smelled terrible, and her stomach was rumbling loudly. The Thin Place is loaded with interesting characters, and its carefully elegant plot could have been made to hold a great deal more of their stories. But Middlemarch does not seem to figure among Miss Davis's models. On the contrary, her book seems to want to be shorter, more like a fable. It wants to connect modes of existence that don't usually show up on the same page. But it is also rich in reference to purely human culture. At times, Varenne is a town like any other, full of people who take their surroundings for granted. At others, it is a site on which humans are squatting, perhaps more provisionally than they think. Miss Davis's fluid passing from one view to the other is masterful. What she does very well. What she does not do is persuade me that The Thin Place is fully adult fiction. This is not to say that the book would make appropriate reading for a young person, even a teenager. The ambivalences of mature, not to say geriatric, sexuality are closely examined more than once, as are the rationalizations and displacements that, when young people do read about them, they always conclude that they'll be able to avoid when they themselves grow up. But the double take on human society, it is what we think it is, but it is also just another kind of animal society, sounds like the important message that a book for thoughtful younger readers might hear with mind-opening consequences. For doddering old me, the duality is a highly complicated confusion of meaning and abstractions that our brains are not quite up to resolving. Miss Davis's suggestion that we might understand our world better if we tried a little harder not to think about ourselves all the time drains her novel of the richness that it promises on almost every page. It remains, then, for me to see how deeply the people in The Thin Place will sink into me. The title seems to me to refer to the point at which life and death almost connect. Miss Davis dilutes their interesting lives by hinting at, and sometimes explicitly announcing, ultimate outcomes. Who will die of what, where, and when? But Kathy Crockett will always have quote, that penchant for order and niceness that had so far served to distract almost everyone from her overwhelming and anything but orderly or nice appetite for power. Helen Zeebrugge will always be 92, a little tired of life, not least because she's still sharp as a tack. Quote, Johnny would be 96 years old today, and the altar flowers at church were to be in his memory. Helen sighed, a sound she profoundly disliked. As if being helped into one of the pastel garments Crockett bulk ordered from a catalog weren't indignity enough, and having to inch along on Pete's arm down the hall, past the kitchen and out the back door of the Crockett home, and then to be shoved into the passenger seat of his car, only to be yanked forth moments later into the blazing sun like a reluctant newborn, and once again to suffer the indignity of inching along, this time across the gaping crevices of the church parking lot and up the handicapped access ramp and into the dark church. You couldn't order flowers and not show up for the service. Lorna Fine will always stand on the verge of seventh grade, precociously having figured things out. Lorna used to envy adults their freedom, but after last night she thought she knew better. Who was free? Babies? Yes, right, Lorna. Not to mention the whole diaper thing. Maybe old people. Though by the time you got to be so old you didn't have to worry about other people, your body fell apart. I hope that these paragraphs will have recommended The Thin Place to readers who will surely delight in it.